Did you hear what she said? Did you see that story on social media? Can you believe what they are doing? Have you heard? When I hear someone start a conversation that way, two things happen. Yes, my ears perk up a bit and my curiosity sometimes gets the best of me, but at the same time, a red flag goes up in my spirit. I begin asking myself a few internal questions. Is this true? Is it helpful? How do I know it's true? Should I even be listening? Does what I am hearing build someone up or does it tear someone down? If so, what's the motivation behind it? Is it kind? These are things we need to think through before we speak. Fact-checking has become a necessity in our information and internet age of social media, hyped-up news, and politics. We are quick to question if something is true, primarily because so much out there isn't. There are many websites that actually help you check the facts and get to the bottom of rumors and questionable claims. Stories can get circulated so quickly, and if they're not true, the damage has already been done. The Bible has much to say about our words and how we use them. God has strong feelings about anyone who speaks something that isn't true. I thought it might be a good reminder for us today. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Some say this proverb is God's hate list. I think I would agree. Three things on this list are a result of what we speak. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. How we live matters. Our words matter. The truth matters, not only when it comes to fact-checking the news of the day or the latest relational update that might fuel our anger or bitterness, but even more so when it comes to our faith and what we believe based on what the Bible, God's word, says to be true. Lies are all around us, but in the middle of it, I want my heart and mind to be centered each day on the truth, thinking on things that are just, pure, noble, and lovely. Often that's easier said than done, but that's where wisdom enters in, and the Spirit of the living God in our hearts can guide us into all truth. That's the voice I want to listen to above any other. I want my fact-checking to drive me to the Word of God. Is this true? Is this right? Is what I'm hearing in this moment lovely and healing to someone's soul, or is it cutting, and does it stir up anger and conflict? If you're not sure, love one another enough to go to the source. Do some fact-checking. Have a conversation. Dig into the Word and discover how God would have you respond. We definitely know what He does not like. Be vigilant to pursue the truth, courageous to stand for it, and obedient to speak it. When we do, the world will be drawn to it because it's the only good news worth listening to. That's the truth. Let's think before we speak, and may our words be few, spoken in spirit and truth. I'm Lori Klein.